Yeah, all the lads are really looking forward to it. We've been working well this week, and we know it's not going to be easy. We played Chorley the other week, and we just got away with it, and we got the win. So we're looking to bring it the 3 points and get into the next round, really. But it's at home, so the better pitch will, I'm sure, help us out a lot.
You sneak through against Chorley, but you managed to do it. One of the issues, I think, on the night was the kind of the physicality of Chorley, the up and atom style. Is it likely to be similar, do you think, on Saturday against Hereford?
I think it'll be similar. Like, they'll be very physical. But we're on our home pitch here, and it's a very good surface. And I think that's one thing that was very, very difficult at Chorley, with the soft pitch and the ball bobbling quite a bit.
So you can maybe try and pass through them, get it into feet, get it nice and, you know, move that ball slick across the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. We'll try play the way we always do at home. Try play exciting football and try win the game.
In terms of conceding goals, you've had a couple of clean sheets in the league at home, but you've not scored. So how do you see that?
I think we just need to find the right balance. We need to obviously keep a clean sheet and score more goals, and that's how you win football matches, isn't it? So we just got to find that right balance, and it's coming, I think.
Yeah, and how do you go about doing that? Because you don't want to overcommit men forwards, but you don't want to, you know, you've got to make sure that you keep it tight at the back as well.
Yeah, I think keeping clean sheet is probably the first thing to start off as, and the goals will come. I mean, we've got strikers in our team that are scoring a lot of goals, and it'll come.
What does the FA Cup mean to you as someone who's come from a different country and come over here and learnt to play football, as it were, develop your skills? What does it mean to you?
I've always watched the FA Cup. It's always been on TV. It's been quite late, so Mum and Dad didn't really like it that I was up watching it. But, yeah, it's massive, and I know quite a bit about the FA Cup, and I'm excited to...
Any particular memories growing up, things that you remember from the competition in the past?
We were actually talking this morning. I forgot the guy's name, but... Who scored against, was it Newcastle?
Ronnie Radford for
Hereford. Yeah, that's it, yeah. And we were talking about that goal, and one of the staff was saying, you know, this is a very big game.
Yeah, because they've got a great tradition in the FA Cup as well. They're going to be up for it, aren't they, Hereford? And there's evidence that if you're not quite on it, you can come unstuck.
Yeah, exactly. We need to make sure we're on it. We need to, like I said, get a clean sheet and score more goals in the opposition and get through to the next round.
And the next round is the third round when the big boys come in. So how big an incentive is that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody wants to play the big teams, don't they? So that's a massive incentive for the lads to come out firing and not take it as a light game.
Going to ask you about Burnley. They're absolutely flying at the minute, aren't they? What do you make of it?
Look, they're flying. They've got a... They've got no pressure really at the moment. I mean, no one expects anything from them, and they're just going out and doing the business. And it shows really with the new training ground and the way Burnley's looking forward. They're doing really well.
And how much contact do you have with them while you're here on loan?
I speak to them quite often. They come to most of the games and watch me play as well. So yeah, quite a lot.